Avos Perek Beis Mishnah Dalad. We continue the memories of Rabbi Gamliel Benoy Shur Yehuda Anosi. Hu Haya Oimer Asei Ritzoynoi Kirtzoynecho Bimekayim Rotzen Hashem. But he adds a detail. Of course, a person has to be Mekayim Rotzen Hashem. We're all Ano Avdo Dukut Shabarichu. Kirtzoynecho means to a person has to work on himself to get to a Madrega where he's Mekayim Rotzen Habayri, not in the sense of being mevatel his wants to a higher want, but turning the Rebbeinu Shlomo's wants into his egen erotz, into his own wanting. Now the Mishnah asks, what's the purpose of this? That's what it sounds like the Mishnah is saying. Kidei, in order sheyaser etzoncha kirtzoinoi, in order that what you want should become kiviyochel the rotzen of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Rebbeinu Shlomo should give you what you need ba'ayin toiva. Now this sounds almost cynical. Be mevatel what you want, and you shouldn't have any wanting besides the Rabbeinu Shlalom's wants, in order that his wants should become your wants. And then Betzim, you're saying your wants are what's important. So one has to say over here that the Nekuda is that there's very often a disconnect between the Chitzonius and the Pnimius of a person. The Chitzonius of a person, we all understand. We're soldiers in the army of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we're mitzuvim v'oisim, and Baruch Hashem, we're oisim. So sometimes a person has to step on his own rotzen, a person has to bite his tongue, so to speak, and he has to do what he's mitzuvim to do. A person sometimes wants to eat something, and it's not what he should be eating. He wants to do something, say something, he wants to stay in bed. He gets out of bed. There's an avoida of turning avoidas Hashem in the chitzonius of a person into the pnimius of a person. What ends up happening with that is that a person's ritzoinois are completely in sync with the Rebbeinu Shlomo's rotzen. The Rebbeinu Shlomo is not mevatel his rotzen. What the Rebbeinu Shlomo wants to do, what he feels is better for us, he does. But the point is that when a person is mezuchach mibifnim, that his rotzen really is an expression of wanting to do rotzen abayre, then by definition his ritzoinois will be nismale, because his ritzoinois will be ultimately the Ritzayin of Shalai Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's l'chair what it means over here, which really gives us a different level of insight into tefillah. The oldest question is, how's a person mevatel mispal l'tzrochov? A person has no panosa, lo yaleinu, he has some type of illness. So he davens. What do you want? The Rebbeinu Shalom decided the illness is good, right? If not, you wouldn't have it. So you're davening, the Rebbeinu Shalom should change his mind. What do you want? Elamai, when a person davens and he connects with the source of health and refuah, it could very well be that his needs and what the Rebbeinu Shlomo wants, which of course is L'tayv HaSeinu, now becomes a different reality than what it was before the person attached himself to true tefillah. This is a basic theme. So Rabbi Gamliel seems to be saying that it's possible that this Hu Haya Oimer is as we leave, as the Heilige Tanoim, their period comes to an end. It's the end of Alpayim Shel Torah. So the ear, the natural ear in the Bria, is no longer saturated with Torah. From the year 4000 and on, Klal Yisrael is living in a Bria where the natural ear that we breathe is keneged ratzon HaBorei. We have to make a special effort, and because of that, it's easy enough for a person to serve the Rebbeinu Shalom b'chitzonius levad, without the pnimius. And that's why there was a dogish b'mishnas Rabbi Gamliel. The Hu Haya Oimer Rabbi Gamliel makes this point. Rabbi Gamliel continues with something that sounds almost the same. Batel ritzoincho mipnei ritzoinoi kidei sheyevatel rotzen acherim mipnei ritzoinecho. Be mevatel your rotzen mipnei ritzoinoi, which sounds like saying also, turn your rotzen. Here's more the tzad shlili. The reisha of the Mishnah is to do. For a person to be mezachech, to purify his rotzen, v'tar libenu la'ovdecho be'emes. To come to that where the contents of our heart is Ritzoinoi Sov Shala Kodesh Baruch Hu. Here, it's when a person has a strong rotzen. It doesn't even have to be a bad thing, but it's something that the person very strongly wants. A strong wanting, a strong need of what I need is by itself a certain autonomy, independence, which is outside the purview of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Famous that in Kelim they worked on this a lot, that a person has to be mevatel ritzoinoisov. Rav Dessler taught his Talmid in this Midah during World War II when he was in England and his family had gone overseas.
Hashgacha Pratis to allow him to literally rebuild Torah in England from scratch. And he could have only done it because he was really didn't have family around. And at that point, he hadn't seen his wife and his daughter for a number of years. They were in Australia, where they had been evacuated as the war intensified. And he got a letter in the mail. It was clear there were pictures inside. He hadn't seen his daughter, his one Bas Yechida, he hadn't seen in a few years. And the Talmidim come to the house alone with him, and they see the letter sitting on the table. And they asked him, like, it's clear there's pictures there of his family. He said, I was gripped with such a strong desire to see the picture. And I remembered in Kelim, one doesn't give in to a rotzen that he has. So I made up, I'm waiting 2 hours, 3 hours, whatever it was, just to give space for that bitl ritzoynoysov, bitl ritzoynoy mipnei ritzoynoysov. The Mishnah says, again, in order, kidei, shivatl rotznachem mipnei ritzoynecha. Pashtus, it means that others who are opposed to my rotzen, their will to oppose me should be nizbatl, because that becomes the rotzen of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is that I should have my way. Again, it's, the point has to be is that when a person's strong desires are not holding him hostage, then Memele, he's much more attuned in his inner world to be full of Ritzon Yosef. They say over that Reb Chaim Volozhiner wanted to do a certain shidduch, a certain outstanding bocher for his daughter, and the prospective mechatenista had heard maybe that his daughter was a little bit hard of hearing. I think it was Chaim Volozhiner's daughter Chasya, and didn't want the shidduch. And at some point, months after the shidduch was rejected, Reb Chaim Volozhiner said to his rebbetzin, Mazel tov, our Chasya is becoming a kala. Who, what, when, where? Ruach HaKadosh. He said that he had worked on himself after what he wanted, that shidduch, was not accepted. And he worked on himself. It took him a while till he got to a point where he felt it was a complete hisbatlos of Ritzoynoi. And that memela creates a kadesh yivatlo rotznachem if ne Ritzoynecho. So Chaim Volozhiner said this Mishnah Kipshuti. Look at the Rav. The Rav says, Vani Shamati, that the point over here is really a repeat of the first part of the Mishnah. Kadesh yasu Ritzoynecho kirtzoynoi of the Rabban Shalom. Doesn't want to say to be that it should be in this battle Ritzoynoi Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it says, Kadesh yivatlo rotznachem. Al tlosh and kovet. But really what it means is, Kiviyochol, the Rebbeinu Shlom's Ritzoinos are in this battle when a person is in a state of self, completes his battles of self to the Ratznabari. That itself creates that Metzius. What we call, B'loshon Chazal, Tzadik Goizer V'Hashem Mekayim. When the Tzadik is Goizer and the Tzadik is somebody who's completely attached to Ratznabari, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim, the Rebbeinu Shlom, ceases to run the world with the regular Derech HaTev, and he responds in kind. Of course, it's well known from the son of the Chofetz Chaim, Reb Leib, said about his father, when they asked him about his father's Moifsim, and he said, Andere Zogin, Tzadik Goyzev Hashem Mekayim. By my father was Hashem Goyzev Tzadik Mekayim. Okay. Hillel Oimer, we're going back over here in the middle of a Mishnah. We've already gone Doiros, Hillel, and five generations after him. And now we go back to Hill. You look, the pshat in this is that in a few Mishnayis from now, we're going to follow the Shalshelas HaTorah in a different path, with not the familial Shalshelas of Hillel HaZaken, but the greatest Talmud, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Because of that, the Mishnah goes back to Hillel in order to place us back squarely by the beginning of the period of the Tanoim. So we said a certain amount of memories of the dynasty of Hillel, and now we're going back to Hillel himself. Why punkt those memories are there, and these memories are here? That I don't know. Hillel Oimer al tifresh min atzibur. One should not live his own life. This is a function of being noisim ba'olam. Chaveroi noisim ba'olam. The tzibur is a greater madrega. Noisim ba'ol with a friend, with somebody else as an individual, is one madrega. But linking one's fate and one's emotional state and one's level of satisfaction together with the tzibur means that a person is really not his own person. He's part of the tzibur. The ikur kedusha of Klal Yisrael is in the shem tzibur. Might be in place to say over a famous remez that the Sefer Kolboy says that when Yaakov Avinu sees the mitzius of the Shechina Kedusha being shayra in the place where he slept, manoyru amokim azeh, ein zekim beis alikim v'zeh shar shamayim. He sees that the mokim ha-shechina b'tachtoinim is a hemshich of the mokim ha-shechina of the Elyonim. What did he see? So the pasuk starts, Vayikatz Yaakov Mishnosoi Vayomer. The soif tevis of that word, Vayikatz, Tzadik, Yaakov, Beis, Mishnosoi, Vov, Vayomer Reish, is Tzibur. He experienced that a person could be Kodosh, Avram, Yitzchak were Kodoshim, but Yaakov was the first one to establish a Tzibur, a Mishpacha, Kahal Adas B'nei Yisrael. And he sensed in that, that's the Mokum Fashur HaShchina. So when a person is Altifrish Minat Zibur, what he's doing is he's linking his Mitzius up to the reality of Hashur HaShchina. Val Tamen Ba'atzmecho Ad Yoy Moischo. As a Yochid, we just said, when a person is battled to the Zibur. Val Tamen Ba'atzmecho Ad Yoy Moischo is Fakert. When a person sees himself as being worthy, he has his Ruchnias, his Madrega, his Aliyah, his status. Person should see himself always as vulnerable. As part of the tzibur is invincible. Klal Yisrael always is on a madrega. But a yochid? I'm not capable of holding on to madrega. I'm quite capable of slipping up and falling into the net, into the trap of the Yetzirah. Al tamim ba'atzmecha ad yom ha'yischa. Val todin eschavercha ad shetagil imkoymoy. It's a very good piece of advice. Nobody ever knows. No Yochid knows where the other Yochid is holding. It's impossible, Reuven, when he sees Shimon, even doing an Aveir, even doing something totally unacceptable. So she knows for sure that Shimon is amazed. But you don't know what Nisyonis he's been through. You don't know what his experience is. You don't know where he's coming from, what his background is. Even if you do know what his background is, there might be circumstances in his life that you don't know about. So you can't judge him. This is the vulnerability of a Yochid. Sounds like Hillel is pointing out one point. The Hillel Omer over here is the maila of being part of the tzibur, as having one's self-identity linked with the tzibur, as opposed to a person's self-worth and self-identity and ruchnias tied up to himself as a yochid. It might very well be that Hillel is saying this from the context, this is what Malchus is. The Rambam says in Hilchos Melachim that a melech is ki libo lev ha'am. His heart, his emotional world encompasses all of Klal Yisrael. If the melech is led astray, then all of Klal Yisrael weakens in ruchnias. So really, the sense of malchus is something that every yochid has to have. He has to feel his sense of being, his identity as linked up to the tzibur. So both parts of the members speak to this nekuda. Hill continues, Val teme dovashi efshel lishmoya shesefel lishama. Don't say something in secret. Again, here's a person as an individual whispers to somebody else. He says something. He doesn't think it's ever going to get around. The power of the Rabbim is stronger than the power of Yechidim. I'm giving one possible explanation over here. When Reuven whispers something to Shimon, there's an almost magnetic pull for that thing to get out to the Rabbim till it becomes public property. That piece of information, the story, the rumor, the opinion. Don't count on the Yochid carrying more weight than the Rabbim. The Rabbim is always going to be more compelling and have more weight on the side. Va'al toima l'kashe ipone eshna. A person should never say, right now I don't have time to learn Torah. I'm dealing with whatever I'm dealing with in my own life. I have a business deal that's coming through. I have struggles with my kids. I have tirdis. I have family issues. My marriage is taking up a lot of space. I don't have time now to learn. Shema lo tipone. Now, this l'chayra is a zehirus for a person not to walk away from using his time wisely. Here, we're not talking about somebody who's mezalzel in limud Torah. We're talking about somebody who's procrastinating. But it could be that there's a deeper level over here also. When a person has a kvius, he's part of the tzibur. A lot of what's compelling in Jewish life, they daven three times a day, and you learn in a beis medrash, and you're part of a chabura, and you go to shiur, is the pshat is you're part of something greater than yourself, and your self-identity becomes submerged to that reality. And that's the shlemus that we're learning about in this Mishnah. when a person says, I can't join the Olam today because they don't know my circumstances. I have my circumstances. I have my tirdis, I have my problems, I have my hang-ups. Everybody has their thing. Well, the more a person isolates himself in the circumstances of his own being, is the more things are going to slip away. The more a person says, look, I know what's going on in my life, but I have to be in shul, I have to be in the base medrash, I have to be part of the chabura, I have to sit together with the olam, I have to hold with the pace of whatever kvius I have in learning. That keeps a person in check, because if a person counts on his own sense of self in growth and ruchnis and steiging, maybe it's all going to slip away, he's never going to catch up. It might be a possible linkage for what Hillel is saying together with this last member. Mishnah, who are your imer? This is Hill talking. Ein bur yirei chet. A bur literally means a bar, something bar, a rake. Rashi says in by Yosef HaTzadik when he was thrown to the bar, v'aboy reikem by ma'ama am l'choshem v'akrav m'yeshboy. So a bur is somebody who is empty, but one would think that he could be empty of teichin, meaning say empty of teira, but he could be very serious and very devoted and very, very much a person with fundamental Yerushalayim. Hill corrects that. If a person is not full of Teichin, if he's not full of Teiru, he's not going to be Yerechet. Yerechet means a person is very aware of what's an Averu. He knows what it says in Shulchan Aruch, and his awareness level is heightened by his knowledge. If there's something missing in knowledge, there's going to be something missing in Yerechet, because the person doesn't have a natural predisposition to Yerechet. To be a Yerechet. So Mimela, that's missing. V'loyam Oretz Chosid, this is the same type of idea. One could say somebody is not learned, but he's a Chosid. He wants to do the right thing, and more than that, he wants to do the Lefnim Yeshuas Hadin. When he's told a certain Madrega, he responds enthusiastically. So, oh, he's a Chosid. Chsidus is the midah of going beyond the letter of the law. And I'm Oretz who doesn't have a sense of halacha, doesn't have a sense of exactly what's in Shulchan Aruch, can't objectively determine what's lefnim yeshuas hadin, what's beyond halacha. Beyond halacha means I know where the gvul of halacha is, and I want to be moisiv choheinu v'choheinu. It's not when a person has an arbitrary, he has a gefil, he has a varamkeit for going the extra mile, but if it's not based on a standard, then it's not going to go anyplace. A person could have a hergish of Yerushalayim when it's not in the regular sense, because he's full of Torah, and that creates his Yerushalayim, he'll talk about missing Yerushalayim. Maybe this also has to do with a person as a yochid can never, normally I'm a ratzim, I'm not part of the crowd of Hasidim. And burois, people that are empty, are not part of the crowd of Yerechet. The yochid will never be able to achieve as if he's part of the rabbim. Maybe that's the connection. But there's another connection here as well. The Mishnah puts together a bunch of this is not that. Generally speaking, Yiras Chet goes with being full of Teichin, and Bu Yirei Chet. Generally speaking, Yediyas HaTeiru then gives one a Madrega of being a Chosid, Loi HaMoritz Chosid. V'loi HaBayshon Lomed, a person who's Mizbayish, who's bashful, will never be able to follow Rabbein, will never be able to push himself to get as much as he can from big people. And maybe he'll always be left at a disadvantage. V'loi HaBayshon, a person who's full of Busha, can't learn properly. V'loi HaKapton Melamed, a person who's a captain, a person who takes things too seriously, a person who has Kpedis and he's harsh, can't be a Melamed. The trademark of a Melamed is patience. Anybody who's ever been around a true Adam Gadol who taught Talmidim is always awed by the sense of patience that the Rebbe exhibits with the Talmidim. That's the only way to be a Melamed. V'loi Chol Amarbe B'Schoyre Machkim, person who has an abundance of schoira, of merchandise, can't become a chochma. If his chochma takes second place to his ribui schoira, then he can't be nechkam b'teira. Now, this last piece of marbe b'schoira, lo kol marbe b'schoira, yeah, machkim, l'chor doesn't mean somebody who's spending all his waking hours. Of course it's not going to be machkim. We're talking over here, marbe b'schoira above the minimal amount. If he extends any extra effort above minimal sustenance, even if he spends many hours a day learning, it's not mavur, it's not mochach. Normally, when a person learns and he expends effort, you know that he's going to meet with success. But over here, he's marbi v'zchayr, that takes away from his being a klei kibul for machkim, and Mamela loved after that he's going to become the talmid chacham that he wants to be. Ubimokim shein anoshim, when there's nobody of authority, there's nobody who's choshev enough to represent some type of madrega to others around, hishtadliyasish. That's not the time for a person to fade into the woodwork. That's the time for a person to step up to the plate. In a mokim shein anoshim, hishtadliyasish, the Velt says that Rabbi Yisrael Salanter at first wanted to be a nister like his Rebbe Reb Zundel, the great Talmud of Reb Chaim Volozhiner, who was his prime Rebbe in Inyan Yerushalayim. And Rabbi Yisrael realized that because of the Haskalah, the needs of the Dor were mechayiv, it was a mokum shein anoshim, and he was mechayiv to step up and become Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, the public figure, the god Lador, the mover and shaker of communities and the builder of individuals. Otherwise, he would have sat in the corner. Rabbi Yisrael had already memorized Shas. We had already started memorizing Shas in a way where he felt he'd be able to take on a job as a balagolo or something else and hold in learning the whole day. That's really what he wanted to do. He gave up his own enushius in order to be an ish, to be a somebody who the tzibur could rely on.